Zakt de Mishnah back as we continue now to the Siyam of our Masechta, Baruch Hashem, Perik, Hey, Mishnah Zayin. In our last Mishnah, we continue to discuss the halachos of how a chayfetz is limited to the tchum of the Bailim. Zakt de Mishnah, Mi shezimen etzlei archim, I invited guests from a different city, come to my house for Sudas Yamtiv. And they came from outside of the tchum. How did they come from outside of the tchum? They made an eruvit tchumen. Zak de Mishnah. Even though we had a geshmak kasuda, there were so many leftovers, and I told them, you want, take it home with you. But they can't take it home with them. Lo yalichu. The guests cannot take with them, biyadam, in their hands, monais, the portions, because these portions go under my tchum. I didn't make an Erev to go to their town. They made an Erev to come to me. My chafetzim have to stay here. Now, there is a way they could take it home. But let's say I anticipated this and I said to myself, I'd love for them to be able to take home the extra food. So there's a way to do it. Ela im kein, the only time they can take home their food would be if zikalan, I was mezaka to them. I gave away to them. When I say in their portions, may Erev Yamta from Erev Yamta. I was careful when I invited my friends over here. I sent them a message before Yom Tov, come on over on Yom Tov. And I took their portions, Erev Yom Tov, and I said this officially belongs to them. So now, when Yom Tov sets in, it's kind of shvisa by them. And therefore, it would be mutter for them to take it back because they made an Erev Techumen. And now, in the conclusion of our Masechta, the Tan is going to explain to us some of the halachas about Mukta by a Behem. It's been a long time back, Peri Gimel Mishnah Aleph, but we learned over there that there's an Isser Tzeid, an Isser of trapping, live animals on Yom Tov, even if they're in the Rishus of the person. It depends what it takes to be able to trap them. Now, as soon as you tell me this, that there's an Isser for me to trap it, automatically, you know what comes along with that? Muktza. Because I'm thinking, oh, if I can't trap it, so I'm not going to use it on Yom Tov. Now, this applies to a behema, a chaya, or a oif that aren't domesticated. They aren't like homegrown, so to speak. And in order to get a hold of it, you need a professional to trap it. But let's say we're talking about domesticated animals. They don't go anywhere. They grew up over here in my house, in my yard, in my barn, my city. Every evening, they're back. They come on their own. So there's no iser tzeda. And the mela, it's not muktzah. So now the Mishnah is going to explain which types of animals are called b'nei tarvus, homegrown animals, so to speak, that are not muktzah. Let's see the Mishnah weiter. Ein mashkin, you can't give to drink, v'shechetin, or shech the samidbariyas, the midbar animals that don't come home at night, don't come back to the city. They're muktzah. Avo mashkin, v'shechetin, asabaisais. But you can give to drink and shech the behemoths that are found in the city, they're not muktza. All along, he was thinking he may shech them. Now, what does it mean over here? You can't give them to drink. Any animal that's under your responsibility, you're mechuyif to give them to drink, and you're allowed to. Animals that are not mezinos in alecha, wild animals you can't feed on Shabbos or Yom Tov. It's a gzeir you may come to trap them. But these animals, if they're mine, even if they're in the midbar, I can give them to drink. So the Gemara explains that the Mishnah is done telling us in Eitzah Tova, before Shechita, they used to give the behemoth water. That would make it much easier to skin the animal afterwards. This that it's said over here, Ein Mashkin, what we really mean is, you can't shecht. So normally before they shechted, they gave it to drink. So it says, no, you can't give it to drink and shecht it. But we're really thinking about the Shechita here. Technically speaking, if you just want to give them to drink, you can if they're your animals. Just mean to say, normally you give them to drink and shechted. You can't give them to drink and shechted. It's the shechita that's the problem with the midbarias that are muktza. But the ones that are baisois, they're not muktza. Zok the Mishnah, elu hein baisois. So what's considered baisois? They're not muktza. Halonais bi'ir. The ones that may go out to graze mechutz letchum, but every evening they come back. They come back into the tchum. So it's not muktzah. I'm thinking about them. I know I may shech them. Midbarias, what's called midbarias that are muktzah? Halonais ba'afar. Afar is the place where they go out to graze, where the grass grows. Atosim basuf, it says b'Moshe Rabbeinu, the Tagami Rishalmi says, v'shavisei ba'afara. That's the place where grass grows. So these animals, they go out there and they spend the night there. At least during the summer they do. In the winter, they come home. They need shelter. But throughout the summer, I'm not thinking about them. You're muksa. It's us to the shechta. Okay. So Chazrin Gov, what we learned over here in our last Mishnah, you invited Archim. They're in a distant city. They made an Erev to come to me. That's nice. They can come to me and eat, but they can't take the food back with them. It's my food. It was kind of shvisa by me at the beginning of Yom Tov. I don't have an Erev to be able to go to them, so if I can't go there, my portions of food can't go there. Unless I was mezakeh to them Erev Yom Tov. Erev Yom Tov, I said, you know, I want this to be theirs. So when Yom Tov sets in, it goes after wherever their tchum is. Then the Mishnah told us, certain behemoths are muksa, they are the midbariyos. You can't give them the water in shechted. Really, the water is not the problem. We just mean to say, normally they would give water before they would shechted to make the skinning easier. You can't do that. In other words, you can't shecht. You can't just set up the shechita, give them to drink and shecht. The water itself, you can give them if they're your animals. But you can't give them the water and shecht it if they're midbariyos, because they're muksa. You could, however, shecht the baisois, the domesticated animals. What do we call baisois? The ones that come back at night. What do we call midbariyos? The ones that stay in the grazing fields. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu help. We should be zaycha to learn Masechtas Beya again and again. And may we be zaycha to the days of Mashiach, when every day will be Yom Tov.